From the moment you wake up in the morning until you fall asleep at night, life is just one decision after another. Now, of course, we do some things without making a conscious decision to do them. You may find yourself standing bleary-eyed in front of your mirror some morning, toothbrush in hand, without ever having made a decision to get up, let alone to brush your teeth. But these habits grow out of earlier decisions. I'm Lyndon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. And I'm thinking today about how we're in bondage to our freedom to choose. Now, it's true we do a few things without deciding to do them. Someone throws an object in your direction and you duck, but you didn't decide to duck. You blink your eye, but you didn't decide to blink your eye. The doctor taps your knee with a little hammer, and your knee jerks, but you didn't decide to jerk your knee. These, of course, are merely reflex actions. And little babies do things without deciding to do them. They just do what comes naturally, and most of the time such behavior is pretty messy, but you can't blame the baby. He really didn't decide to do it. But the rest of us, most of the time, have no choice but to choose. It's one of the real ironies of life, you know, that man cannot escape his freedom. He is bound to be free whether he likes it or not. He is forced to live a life of constant and unavoidable decisions. The human condition is like that of a man sitting in a nice soft chair. Suddenly he receives word that someone has planted a bomb in the upholstery, time to go off in 5 minutes. He can't simply sit still and say, "I'll just let things work themselves out." That's really nothing but a choice to allow himself to be blown to smithereens. One seldom has the luxury of just letting things work themselves out. Every new morning presents a long series of decisions, and even saying, "I believe I'll just stay in bed," even that's a choice. Now, I bring up this subject because while we have to choose, the more I talk with people and see their lives, the more I am painfully aware that most of us don't know how to choose. So many of our choices are poorly thought out and timidly pursued. We act with such hesitancy, such bumbling, such ineptitude, that it's a wonder we even make it through a day. I'm convinced that the first step toward good decision-making is a clear self-image. When a person knows who he or she is and why he or she is here, then you can handle all those pesky choices a lot better. You can make a much firmer yes and a much firmer no. Don't you think so? I'm Lyndon Saunders. This is Heartbeat.